All right, welcome to Movie Dudes, episode 113. I am Jeff, joined as always by Chris.
Hey.
Got a little bit of a shorter episode. Each of us have only seen a couple things. But Chris, you did get to go see at the theater the Belko experiment.
I thought
it was really cool. Barely released, it seemed like. At least it did not come by me, so I did not have an opportunity to see it.
It wasn't limited. Like, I guess they still considered it wide release, but it only hit like 1,000 theaters or something like that. So,
yeah, it's too bad because like it was advertised on a lot of movies I went to go see leading up to its release. So I was like looking forward to it. But so, did I miss out on something special here? Or
no? It's fine. I'll get to that in a minute. But it's the Belko experiment's written by James Gunn, who most people probably know as the director and writer of the Guardians of the Galaxy movies.
Yes.
I mean, he's done a bunch of other stuff too, but
he did like Troma, I want to say back in the day, some Troma movies, and he also did some horror movies.
He did Slither, which is he did Super as well. I think we talked about that on here before. And then, like, he's written a bunch of shit. Some not good, like Scooby-Doo 2. it's written by James Gunn. It is a movie that takes place in Colombia. It is in this office building staffed by Americans for this company, Belko. And I don't know what they do, and they never really get into what they do, but they've all kind of relocated here, paid by this company to go down there. And on the morning of the movie, they're all kind of like heading in, and their cars are being checked, and all the local employees are being sent away. So you kind of know something's up, and if you've seen the previews, you kind of know what this is, what's all going to happen. But they get in, they don't really know what's up, and then an announcement hits that they want two employees dead within the hour or something like that, and everybody thinks it's a
kill,
or they'll kill 30, I think.
Yeah,
and everybody thinks it's it's funny. Somebody like is, you know, taking over the comm system. Let's try and get out of here. And as they all go down to the lobby and try and get out, the entire building seals up under like this metal kind of fortification.
It's a wonderful premise. Like,
yeah. It's kind of like a social experiment thing, right? Like, what would you do if you were tasked with, like, living or dying, and you had to sacrifice two of your employees or two of your coworkers? So, like, there's a lot of, like, debate back and forth on how to handle this.
Yeah.
And you quickly, like, see, like, some people have, like, moral, like, lines to it. Like, no, we're not going to kill anybody. Like, this is ridiculous. And then others start thinking, hey, maybe it's a smart idea. Like, we got to sacrifice some people so some of us might survive. And they play around with that pretty well. But as each round kind of goes through, and that's kind of what it is, like, there's a time limit. So there's kill two people, move on to the next task. And then the next task was, like, kill 30 in X amount of time, or we're going to kill 60 of you. So, like, it keeps ramping up.
Is there a question as to whether the threat is real? Like, if it's even legit?
Yes. So, there's no question to is it real. It is. Like, it is flat out. So
they will kill them if they don't do it.
Yes. So, they don't kill. I don't believe they kill the two people in the first one. So, they all have these chips installed in their heads, and they're all kind of told when they come down, and like it's a requirement of working at this company, that you have to have this chip put in because you're working in Colombia, dangerous country. And specifically Americans or non-native people are targets of being kidnapped. This isn't false. Like this is something that actually happens. Like even in Mexico, like there's a possibility of you being kidnapped if you were out in like the main portion of the city, and not in like a resort area. So that's a concern here. So it actually is a logical step that maybe a company would put a chip in you so that they could work with the authorities to find where you are and rescue you. Except the chips are bombs. And very early on, when they don't kill the two people, I think only one of them is actually dead at the end of that time limit. They kill off another three by exploding their brain implants or their chip implants. And then it's very clearly at that point, oh shit, like this is real. They want us to kill each other. And then there's still some debate back and forth between some of the people. Most of the people are like, no, we're not going to do this. And then like a band of, I guess you would say the bad guys, like the ones that are more like, hey, we're going to kill people because we're going to live. They kind of get together and they're kind of painted as the villain, but there is no villain in the building. Like, you know, it's a game of survival. You can't play nice. They're going to kill you. And it's really like, you know, there's some gory scenes and it plays fun with, you know, the moral implications back and forth, but it's nothing like super special. Like it just isn't. It's fun enough and the ending is enjoyable. And it sets up a world kind of like The Purge does, like where they could expand on this greatly. Yeah, I don't know how well it did, so I don't know if they'll ever actually get to do that. It's fine. I wouldn't rush out to see it.
Probably a rental.
Yeah, it's a perfectly fine. It's fun enough. Like the you know, the acting's fine. The characters are kind of cool. Michael Rooker's in it for a little bit.
Yeah, and you got
Michael Rooker's always.
John C. McGinley. Is he like in it a lot?
Yeah, he's actually he plays this like kind of creepy dude that he's one of like the guys that lives towards the end, and he just kind of plays this creeper that is getting on the
Don't
main
like him.
character's like girlfriend, and he's really
I
good at
like
it. Like
him.
he's super creepy.
Yeah, like most people would probably know him from Scrubs or whatever, but remember him from like a 90s TV adaptation of a Dean Koontz book where he plays a serial killer. And I was like, it was not bad. And he was like really good in the role. Like he was creepy. So I had him.
Brent Sexton, who's been in like a lot of TV stuff, he was in The Killing. He's on Bosch. He was in Justified. He's pretty good at it. He plays a nice he has a nice character going. And Tony Goldwyn, who he's been in a bunch of shit. He's like the COO of Belco. And he had no idea about this either, but he plays like kind of like this sinister dude that teams up with John C. McGinley. So it's fun enough if it come when it comes out on like Redbox or Netflix or shows up on like a streaming service, it might be worth a rental, but I wouldn't rush out. There's too many other good movies coming out.
That's one in the theater. That's
Yeah.
I really like the premise, but you're making it sound like it doesn't quite live up to that. It's just okay.
Yeah, it goes pretty much exactly how you'd expect it to go, which is like when these movies like this with these cool premises come up, you want to be surprised. And
Yeah.
like if you've seen the trailer, you kind of know how this plays. Like the only real kind of twist is at the very end, after the game is over, and some cool stuff happens with that sets up a bigger world and a bigger experiment going on.
Okay, so what final rating?
It's a three. Just
All
like
right.
right there in the middle.
It will be added to my Netflix queue. I saw The Edge of 17.
Okay.
It's like a little coming of age movie that flew under the radar last year. I highly recommend people rent this movie. It's actually really good. Oh, she is probably around 17 years old. His name is Hailee Steinfeld, and like an awkward outsider with not a lot of friends, and her older brother is like loved. A lot of people say it feels like a John Hughes movie, which I don't know. I mean, when people say that, I take that as shorthand for like teenage comedy,
Okay.
which it kind of is, but with the strong dose of drama mixed in. She's had like one really close friend who she's grown up with, a girl named Krista, played by Haley Lou Richardson, who was in Split, I want to say.
Yes.
So they've been friends ever since they were little kids. Oh, as they're like juniors or whatever in high school, hooks up with her older brother, and that creates a huge rift between them. Because I pretty interesting dynamic that they set up here, where it's like friends with her friend when her friend is having sex with her brother. That's kind of very likable. Like I think there wasn't a single character I didn't like. The interest that she has of her own. He was kind of like nerdy, but you find out he's like this rich kid. But he's like really nice. Like he's really nice to her, and she somehow like doesn't notice him for a little while. I don't know. It's just a likable movie, and every scene between her and Woody Harrelson, who plays her teacher in it's pure gold. It's some of the best stuff I've ever seen. Like, I didn't want to end. I wanted more scenes between them, and luckily we do get a lot of scenes between them. But if you've ever seen the trailer for Edge of 17, built the trailer around a scene with her and him in the classroom where she's bothering him during his lunch. You do that for a good reason because these two are very good together. Like, it's just this weird, like, she goes to him with her problems and he acts like he doesn't care. Where he's just like, yeah, like she goes in and tells him that she's, this is from the trailer, so I'm not really spoiling anything. She goes in and tells him she's gonna kill herself, and he's like, I kind of want to kill myself too because this one student who dresses very badly keeps coming in here and bothering me during my lunch. Like it's very kind of like sarcastic, like picking on each other that they'll do, but at the end of the day, you could tell he actually does care about her. But he just puts on this front that he's like this teacher that just wants to get through his day and be left alone when he actually does care about the students. And the way their relationship plays out, I found to be like, dude, I'm telling you, when you see this movie, you're like, yeah, Jeff was right. Like the scenes between them are good, but the scenes between Woody Harrelson and her are just on another level. I think most of it has to do with the writing, but like also Woody Harrelson is just a great actor. Fucking nails this role.
Okay.
And the way the tensions play out between her and her friend, as well as her older brother, and there were parts of it, especially near the end, that hit very close to home to me. It reminded me of being in my early 20s and me and my sister, like a lot. Like it was eerie. I mean, in chaos throughout this movie, her family, all that aspect of it, really, but I'm onto it too. And I mean, all around, this movie's a winner. I give it
Okay.
four stars.
I will be adding this one. It sounds really good, so.
I mean, yeah, if anything that sounds good to you, like if you like teenage movies, like it's, like I said, I'm gonna give it four, but I really liked it a lot, especially Woody Harrelson in her. Yeah, add it, dude. Watch it. I think you'll enjoy it.
Yeah, I mean, I like Hailee Steinfeld, and Woody Harrelson's great, so.
Like, I honestly didn't say, what's your favorite actor working right now? It would be him. Despite the fact that he doesn't always have lead roles, he's usually kind of actor, or, you know,
He sort of takes like a lot
it's
of
just great.
supporting stuff.
Yeah, but he's fantastic in whatever he does, and he's able to do comedy, drama, you name it, you know.
Yeah.
Check this movie out, Chris. It's a good one. I guess I'll just go straight into the only other movie I saw this last week, which is The Love Witch, which I have you even fucking.
I have not heard of this one.
Okay. I saw it on a top 10 list somewhere, and I was like, visually, that looks fucking cool. So I've been like keeping an eye on this one, but waiting for it to come out. And the premise is, this is lady who's a witch,
Okay.
love of like every guy she wants to fall in love with her. It doesn't work out because it's a potion for the guy to fall in love, and the potion works too well. Like, a slave to her, like she uses it on one guy, after they have sex, lying in bed crying, all emotional, and telling her how much he loves her, and he's never loved a woman like her before. Has become like so obsessed, they end up like killing themselves, or just weird demises to them.
Right.
And that's kind of like the plot, is her trying to find love. Like, and it starts off with her moving out to California and died, quote unquote. And then she's trying to meet guys, and this movie, like, I was like in love with it off the bat for the same reason I found the clip I had seen of it earlier so intriguing, is because style and a half. Like, it looks like it came out in 1969, dude.
Okay.
The only thing that gives it away that it was not made like in a different car in the movie that looks modern. Everything else, dude. Again, so it just feels like this cheesy movie that came out way back in the day, like, late 60s, early 70s. And it's clearly done intentionally, like the stilted way the people talk in it. Like, there's a scene, like a fight scene, and the fighting just comes off as so phony and staged, and
Just like it would in like a 1960s film.
like a Batman, like the Batman
Yeah.
from show back then. It just doesn't. You hear the punch connect before you even see it. Like, it doesn't even look like the punch connects at all. It looks like the dude by like 2 feet. So like that is like really like it's very impressive, and it sustains the movie a long way. Style it has, and especially coming from someone like who's an indie filmmaker on an incredibly low budget, to like just nail this aesthetic is very impressive. Top of it, so, and this is, it's written and directed by Anna Biller is her name, and this is obviously like a passion project of hers, this movie, and there's a lot of it. Like, so all the costume design is also done by her.
Oh, wow.
I believe she did over a period of 6 to 10 years. I mean, and there's like a whole part where this witch goes to like a Renaissance fair, and there's like all sorts of these like really crazy costumes. And I'm like sitting there in the back of my head because I know that she designed all these. I'm just like, wow, like that's, you really like took your time to like make this, to like or whatever. But oh my God. At some point, like I'm sitting there going, I love this movie. I love this movie. At some point, like I turned 100% on it. And it wasn't like it did anything wrong. It's just like of the wear off. And then you're just left with, like, what is this movie? And despite the fact that there's like a lot of things that happen in the plot, it feels very slow and boring after a while. And like at the end of the day, when it's all like said and done, great. Like, it does, I didn't find the ending very satisfying. I don't think there's any real scares in it. It just really nails that. Like, I felt like I was watching the fucking Wicker Man, like the original Wicker Man. But that movie has an actual sense of dread and it has a terrifying ending. And this is just like, it comes to a real, like, thud. Like, it just doesn't pay off. And then you realize, looks cool, and she like really nailed what she's going for. Like, it's ultimately boring. Not really anything happens, and you don't really care. And it was 2 hours long. Like, it felt like it started to really feel long at some point, like where I was like, man, is this not over yet? And there's still like 40 minutes left. I'm like, holy shit, dude.
That's a shame because I'm like looking at
For the
some like
pulse.
screens of it and like,
Doesn't it look amazing? Like,
yeah. Well,
yeah.
and I'm looking up her at like she has two other full length films that she's done since 2000, and they all kind of have like that same like awesome 70s style look to them.
All just from a screenshot of it, like, is
Yeah.
what I'm saying, right? Like, it
Some,
looks like it came
yeah.
out in a different era. Like, for that aspect alone, it might be worth checking out, but I'm just saying, I warn you, I found it kind of to be boring after a while. Like, I think if she cut a half hour of this and like ramped up the ending a little bit and made it a little more scary and violent, maybe something, but it was too long and it bored me a little bit, so it's too bad because like she really does nail it. I'm gonna give it 2 stars. Like I can't recommend it. I can only say that if you're into like aesthetic, like, and you want to be impressed by that, like you will be.
Yeah, it looks like it has style for days, but
It does, but like unfortunately, like I just didn't have anything else. I felt like, but. It's actually, I think, pretty high on Rotten Tomatoes, so I differ with the critics, but
yeah, and the Metacritic score is like 82, but IMDb has it as a 6.3 from like users, so
yeah, see, so like it's trending lower for actual people versus critics, which I guess is like that's typical. Like any movie
yeah.
is probably going to do that, but say that's correct in this case. Like I think that most people that watch this movie would be like, "What the fuck am I watching?" You want to check it out for the things I said are good in it. Like those things are cool. They're like worth looking at, but expecting to be blown away by the movie itself, I don't think.
Oh well, that's a shame.
Yeah, too bad. Sorry to like get your hopes up and then bring them down like that, but and it is one that like is way under the radar. Like I even tried to post that I was watching it on Facebook and it like didn't have like a real Facebook page. Like it kind of did, and it 1,000 likes. Like so there's like 1,000 there's
Definitely
1,000
an under
people on
the radar
Facebook.
thing.
Yeah.
Which it, I mean, there's some fun in that too, 'cause it's like you're
Yeah.
one of a few people that have seen it, so.
Well, I mean, I don't feel at home in this world anymore with one like that, but that one is good. So,
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I saw a pair of horror movies.
Yeah, tell me.
So I don't know, this one's been sitting on my Netflix instant queue for a while. It's a film called Contracted. Contracted. And let me give you the base rundown of what the kind of what IMDb says the movie is about. After being drugged and raped at a party, a young woman contracts what she thinks is an STD, but it is actually something much worse. And so the film, it introduces you to this girl, Samantha. Don't know much about her. She shows up at this party. You find out that she's in a relationship with a woman. This dude, Riley, has been kind of pining after her. And at this party, she gets drunk. She didn't want to really drink, but her friend Alice, like, kind of forces her to have a good time. And in her drunkenness, she ends up being drugged by this this guy that nobody really knows at this party. And it's weird because it is very much implied that he drugs her, gives her like a you know, one of those date rape drugs. But then, like, the actual rape scene, which there's nothing graphic, but, like, they show her in a car and she's making noises. It's really weird because it doesn't lay it on that she's being raped. But whatever, that's kind of beside the point. She ends up having, like, she's either raped by this guy or she has sex by this guy, BJ. And she wakes up the next day and she doesn't feel so good. Whatever, you've been partying for a while. Like, you had a lot to drink and you were drugged, maybe. So she's not feeling great. She's feeling a little cold, but as, like, the day goes on, she's getting more and more sick, and then things are, like, deteriorating on her body. So there's, like, this, like, body horror aspect to it, as, like her fingernails start falling off, her teeth start falling out, her eyes get bloodshot or go, you know, glossy white. By the end of it, like, her face has kind of, like, almost, like, has this, like, necrosis looking to it. And evidently at some point she was a drug addict before this, but she had kind of turned her life around. So all this is going down and her mom thinks that she's relapsed, and she's like, no, I'm sick. And she goes to the doctor, and the doctor's like, oh, like, are you pregnant? Like, it's really weird. Like, but it plays out on this whole sickness thing over this course of this 3 days. And then at the end of it, it ends up being that she's turned into a zombie. Like, it's a cool concept that, like, you could, that there's, like, this zombifying STD.
Yeah.
But everybody in the movie is a fucking idiot. Like, she's starting to kind of, like, fall apart. And instead of being like, I should go to the doctor or to the, like, there's this one point where she's like, I don't really feel well, I'm going to the doctor. And her boss calls her and, like, it's like, where are you at? And he's like, she's like, I'm going to the doctor. He's like, she's like, it's kind of an emergency. It's like an emergency. Are you dying? 'Cause if you're not dying, you should be here. And so she goes into work.
That sounds like bad writing.
You're, like, literally falling apart. Like, your eyes are bloodshot. Your fingernails are fucking falling off. Your teeth are falling out of your mouth. But you're like, I'm going to go be a waitress now. It's, yeah, there's some really bad writing in it.
Honestly, though, if that's done right, you can pull that off and kind of say something about how, like, people treat employees, and especially a job like that. Yeah, but it sounds like it's...
it's just
corny, kind of.
Yeah, it's really stupid because it's like nothing is believable. Like, none of the characters are believable in any way. And at the end, like, she kind of just, like, she kills her girlfriend because her girlfriend has dumped her, and kind of has been giving her hints all, like, throughout the whole movie that she's not with her anymore, and she thinks that this other girl is, like, too so jealous of her, so she kills her too. And then she fucks the guy Riley that's like been like kind of all over her, as like maggots are dropping out of her. Like she passes on the STD to this dude. It's really weird. It's a weird movie, and then I watched the sequel.
You said these are both on Netflix?
Yeah, they're both on Netflix. They're bad. But so it picks up with like this guy Riley. He has now gotten this contracted, but the second movie is like weirder. So the first one just follows Samantha. Like, she's the character you follow from, everything is done from her perspective. While there are characters that revolve around her, she is it. Like, she is the one. The story is about the disease gestating in her and how like she has contracted it and where she ends up. In contracted phase two, Riley has been given this, but also like the disease is starting to spread, you know, cause like, I mean, she's attacked some people and she's gotten other people sick, and they are now like getting other people sick. And so this film kind of follows along with Riley, but also like a detective and a CDC agent, and it gets really strange where like they're, the guy who gave Samantha the STD, he is like a bioterrorist that is like trying to destroy the world. It goes crazy places. Like, none of them good. And they are making a third movie.
So weird, because I have never heard of this.
Like, sometimes, like, you know, you just like, you like look up like horror on Netflix and you just skim through. Yeah, and there's a ton of shit. There's a ton of garbage on there. But this is one, like, the poster looked kind of cool. Like, she has a bloodshot eye. And it looked interesting.
I was just looking at on IMDb. It was pretty cool. You could see like the necrosis kind of coming around her lip or whatever.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's kind of it's like a. But yeah, I have not fucking heard of this shit. So.
No, it's weird, and I don't know how a second one got made. I mean, it definitely opens up that you could do more with it after the first one, but how the second one even got made, and now how like a third one is going to get made. But my guess is, so first contracted goes day, like starts out as day one and it ends on day three of three, and contracted phase two starts on day four and ends on day six. So my guess is, like, and all the while, like, the virus has started spreading and it's getting more and more. So my guess is, like, contracted phase three is, it's going to be a full on zombie outbreak. Like, and I guess they'll be hunting for some sort of cure or something.
Wait, so there's going to be a phase three?
Oh, there is. There's going to be a phase three. It evidently comes out this year. So it's nuts, right? Like, it's like crazy that these like little horror films that nobody's ever heard of like somehow get dumped out there. It's done by IFC Midnight.
Okay.
Just like International Film Channel Midnight, I guess, which is like their independent horror brand or independent film.
They have a new movie out right now. It's supposedly pretty good, called The Devil's Candy, but
yeah. So really, I mean, yeah. They put a bunch out there, but it's interesting, at least the concept. The movie is not good. I'm gonna go two on both of them. I don't recommend you watch them, but yeah, whatever.
A random horror movie I thought of while you were talking about this. Have you heard of one that just came out called Raw?
I did. I want to see Raw. Yeah. Evidently not. Like, it is playing by me, but I would have to drive into the city where there's no parking.
I'm hoping it comes to video on demand,
yeah,
like soon. It's pretty good. I was just looking at it on IMDb and the trivia. the cinema when this movie was shown in Sweden. Two people fainted and some ran to the toilet to puke.
Awesome.
So I'm interested to check that one out.
Yeah, that's one I definitely want to see, so.
Yeah, for people who haven't heard of it, it's a French horror film, and the plot, according to IMDb, is when a young vegetarian undergoes a carnivorous hazing ritual at vet school, an unbidden taste for meat begins to grow in her. I mean, based on like what I've heard, it's supposedly really good, so to see it, but
Yeah,
hopefully soon.
the trailer is pretty good too if you've seen it.
No,
So,
I've not. I've just heard about it, so.
yeah, I definitely want to see that. We'll talk about that once we both can get down to it. So,
As soon as you throw it up there for rental, I'll watch it, guys. So.
yeah, like that's something that should definitely be like
It should be
VOD.
VOD. Yeah, it should. I mean, it's a French horror film. Throw it up there.
Right.
Come on.
Oh.
So. That's it for this week. I don't know if you have anything coming up, Chris, or if there's, I feel like there's something coming out in the theater that I wanted to see, but I can't think off the
I am gonna try and see Life on Saturday.
head. That's what I was thinking of,
And I will be seeing the live action Beauty and the Beast movie on Sunday, so I'm taking my kids to see that.
Cool. I'm interested in both of those. We'll see if I get to see either of them. Loving, which is the new Jeff Nichols film that came out last year about an interracial couple.
Yes.
And
Yeah,
what
you have that on
the
tap.
hell? Yeah, that and The Eyes of My Mother, which is a horror film.
I was just looking at
I believe.
that.
Yeah, I don't know much about it.
That looks yeah, looks interesting. And I may try
Black
and
and
see
white.
Passengers.
Yeah, I might see that.
I heard bad things, but
Might see Patriot's Day that's coming out already. Seems pretty quick, but
yeah.
I might see Fences. I might see Passengers. It all depends how Netflix shakes out for me with those.
And
So,
I might try and watch that Edge of 17 too, 'cause,
yeah, I'm telling you, if there's one movie this week that like I'm saying like everyone should go see, it's definitely that. It's a solid movie, man. Can't wait to hear what you think of it.
yeah. Yeah, it looks sounds like a solid recommend, so.
Yeah. So we'll definitely have some stuff for next week.
All right.
For listen.
Yep, we'll be back.
Movie dudes.
Dudes. Do 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 do.